Yeah, I'd like to convene the tax committee, and first item of business is that we have two sets of minutes. We have Friday, May 11th, Representative Yaros, would you like to move the minutes for the 11th? Okay, that motion is before us. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Hillstrom, we have the minutes from May 14th.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hillstrom moves the minutes. May 14th. Any discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 1-0. We have House File 2285 before us this afternoon by Representative Sertich. Representative Sertich, if you would move the bill. All right, I guess you're not on the committee. I got to make a little adjustment here for you on the Finance Committee.
I'll move it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Atkins moves House File 2285 be recommended to pass. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Before you today, I have House File 2285, Dedicated Funding for Natural Resources and Cultural Heritage. Members, this bill presents a framework for a discussion on a constitutional amendment dedicating 3/8% of an increased sales tax to natural resources and cultural heritage. I'm going to first be very blunt with you. I've never been a supporter of dedicated funding in the past. I believe it ties the hands of the legislative process. But there comes a time when, if you adhere to strict principle, you get in the way of actually doing good work for not just ourselves around this table, but for preservation of our children and grandchildren and future generations. Members, this dedication would last for 25 years, a full generation, to make sure that there is clean water, good habitat, and we preserve our heritage for the future. Members, I also believe within this bill, the way it's drafted up, they provide some flexibility that I have always been concerned about as well, to allow the legislature to appropriate within these areas and provide an additional 10% that's flexible to appropriate within this area. As 25% to restore, preserve, and enhance fish and wildlife, 25% to protect and restore surface and groundwater, 15% to parks and trails, 15% to protect drinking water, 10% to enhance cultural heritage, and as I said before, an additional flexible 10% to the above. So with that, Mr. Chair and members, I encourage your support.
Okay, and by the way, I just double-checked. I held back on the motion a little bit because I wanted to make sure whether it would be re-referred to Ways and Means, and checked with Representative Solberg, and it would be. So the motion then is to re-refer to Ways and Means. We do have some amendments that are present. We'll take them in the order that I have them here. A070968, we don't have names on the amendments here, so anyone tell us who that one is?
It's mine, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Foles.
Mr. Chair, members, I'd move the 0968 amendment. What the amendment does is it takes the provision back to the original bill that was introduced by Representative Hackbart, I believe when I was first elected in 2003, would provide that 1/8% of the existing sales tax would be provided for habitat. Like Representative Sertich, I have some concerns about dedicated funding. I have significant concerns about the breadth of his bill. I also have concerns about the fact that Representative Sertich's bill isn't talking about existing sales tax revenues, but is asking the voters to authorize an additional sales tax. As we all know, we just last year put an additional sales tax on the voters in Hennepin County to pay for the stadium. There's talk in the transportation bill about a half percent sales tax increase. And now we're talking about yet another sales tax increase. I do believe that there is a serious issue with regard to preserving our habitat. And the bill, as it was originally introduced by Representative Hackbarth, and a provision that I do support, is making sure that we are providing some resources on a consistent, ongoing basis for our habitat needs, which are so very critical and very important. not only to us today, but as Representative Sertich alluded to generations to come. So that's what the amendment would do. It is admittedly a much more scaled-down version than Representative Sertich's bill. It does not include some of the other good provisions that Representative Sertich talks about, water and trails and parks and things like that, all of which are good and important, and there may be some merit to increasing funding. This is focused on habitat. It's 1/8 of 1% of the existing sales tax, and I would move the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd encourage a no vote on this. I believe this funding needs new resources, and doing it within existing would shortchange other causes and programs that we fund in the state, education, nursing homes, and the such. So I'd encourage a no vote.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Del Forest.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Sertich. We've had this dialogue, and I'm sure we will as the bill moves forward, about increasing the tax burden once again, especially with the nature of regressivity. You know, we had that discussion on the floor with regard to the tax bill, and I'm concerned that what we've got here is a tax increase that's regressive in nature. I'm also concerned from the perspective that if we go back originally to the very beginning of the idea of dedicated funding, the genesis of it was this idea that that outdoor folks, men and women who hunt, who fish, and the like, contribute to the sales tax base, but did not see a corresponding amount come back to the very place where they ply this craft, and that's to the outdoors. So I think there's an unfair burden as well in asking these people to go out looking for a tax increase, putting the burden on them to go out to the public and say, we're asking for a tax increase. And for those reasons, I would support Representative Cole's amendment as well.
Any further discussion, Representative Rupavina?
Chair, first to Representative Cole. So, Representative Cole, what kind of money are we talking about when it's 1/8 of 1%?
Representative Cole.
Well, I'm trying to recall what it was when we heard it in tax committee 2 or 3 years ago. Representative Sertich, maybe you can tell us what 3/8 would provide, and we can divide it, figure out a third of that. I'm not very good with math, but my recollection is somewhere in the $90 million range, but I could be way off on that.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Rupavina.
Representative Coles, I'm sure Representative Sertich knows, but you're the one that wants to take that out of current sales tax revenues, and so I thought you knew how much you were nicking the general fund when you did it.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rukavina,
I
was close. I said about 97 million dollars, and it per year. You're absolutely right, Representative Rukavina. It would create a hole, if you will, in the general fund. However, I think that it's absolutely something that we can afford, and if we're committed to this, we should be able to put our money where our mouth is. And also, Representative Rukavina, and I would note that it's not effective until 2010. Which will hopefully give us an opportunity for the economy to continue to grow, revenues to continue to grow, and that hole may very well disappear, Representative Rukavina, and members between now and when the amendment would be effective.
Well,
Representative Rukavina.
You know, Mr. Chair, and I keep giving this lecture, and people seem to forget it, but Representative Cole, you know, when we went until June 29th, I believe it was, in 2001, and this was before 9/11, and I recall then Majority Leader Moe telling Abrams and Swigum that the economy could never sustain the hit and for the 2001 tax bill, and he obviously was right, and he said it long before there was a 9/11, and then I keep hearing the same thing. Let's see, the economy is going to grow enough to pay for Mr. Michael, the $350 million or so that eventually will come out of the MVES sales tax? And then now the economy is going to grow for you guys, you know, with your concept, I'm going to grow someday for you Republicans. The fairy tales that you have over there, I may actually grow for you someday. You know, it's amazing to me. And I will say this, Representative Sertich, you know I have the same feelings as you do about dedicating funding, but at least I commend you for having the intestinal fortitude to raise the money to pay for this thing, which others haven't done in the past. But Representative Cole and Representative DeLaForest, you know, you just can't pay for things. You can't do things unless you pay for them, number one. And Representative DeLaForest, I hear you talking about regressivity.
I think you've done that.
You weren't too concerned about it on the House floor the other day when we had a very progressive income tax proposal, but that's a whole other story. That's all I have to say.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
No.
Motion defeated. We now have an amendment A070993. Again, there's not a name on this one.
I will hold off on that amendment for a little bit.
Is that yours, Representative Paulson? Okay, Representative Paulson.
I'm going to hold off on that amendment.
Oh, you're going to hold off?
Yes.
Okay. Not withdrawing it, just holding off. The next one that I have in the packet is H2285A12 by Representative Paulson. Okay, withdrawn. And the next amendment is H2285A13, Representative Demmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have the amendment here. Mr. Chair, members, I'd like to offer the A13 amendment.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Demmer. If you could explain the amendment.
I'm looking, I believe, Mr. Chair, and a couple here.
This is the A13 that...
A13 amendment.
I'm just taking them in the order that they came in, so...
Well, Mr. Chair, can I hold off on this amendment for a bit?
Okay. The next one is an A16 amendment, H2285A16. There's not a name on this one. Okay, this one, Representative Sertich, I'm just told was a technical amendment that you apparently don't need. Apparently this was one of yours, so okay, that one is not needed and withdrawn. We have one now by DeLaForest, A070978.
I will move that amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion, Representative DeLaForest?
Mr. Chairman and members, Representative Sertich has seen this amendment in state government finance. What this would do is it would be dedicated funding for natural resources. It would strike out the flexible portion as well as the arts and cultural dedication and reallocate them to natural resources to include clean water, habitat, and the like. But the primary thrust of my amendment would be to strike out arts and the flexible portion for the simple reason that I believe that dedicated funding, if this is successful, if we're going to have a sales tax increase on top of the other tax increases, if the voters decide that, the money ought to go to natural resources and natural resources alone. I'd appreciate your support.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd encourage members to vote no. I believe this bill, as it's drafted, builds the broadest coalition possible for not just passing the legislature, but passing the general public, and also I believe strongly in the flexibility, the $28 million, because in the next 25 years, situations may arise where we need that flexibility within this area, and I believe the bill provides that.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
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 Motion defeated. We now have another one by Representative Paulson. I see he's busy. You want to take this one? This is another one you had, Representative Paulson, A070979.
No, I'm going to hold off on that one, Mr. Chair.
When you say
we'll
hold
off on that amendment.
You're withdrawing or waiting until later in the meeting? Withdrawing the amendment? Okay. A070977, Representative Simpson.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to offer that at this time.
Representative Simpson moves the amendment. Representative Simpson, okay. If you could explain.
Basically, on line 1.4, it states, by voting yes on this question, you're voting for a tax increase. I think that when we pass school referendums, it's right on the ballot that tells the people what they're doing. I think as we talk about transparency in government, I think we ought to make sure that people are aware of what they're doing, that if they're going to accept a sales tax increase, that's exactly what they're getting. So that's all this amendment does.
Okay, any further discussion, Representative Surge?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I'd encourage a no vote. The line seems very redundant, and if I just draw your attention to page 2, line 17, it does state right in here that increasing the sales tax, the use tax rate by 3 to 1%, it's already in here, and I'd encourage a no vote.
Okay, Representative Hillstrom?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to comment that this section of the law in the Education Committee did come up, and there was great discussion about whether or not this biases people on the ballot, and we actually debated taking that language out, and so I, too, would encourage a no vote.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Dimmer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Representative Hillstrom, you're right about that, but I think that was dealing, I think, with renewal of referendum and not necessarily new ones. I think when it's a brand new referendum, I think we still have the language, you know, when the school, in terms of the school referendum, we still have the language that says they're voting for a tax increase. The debate that we had was when they're doing renewals of operating referendums and how that should be worded, whether it's an increase or a decrease or whatever, just for clarity on that. But I would urge us to vote yes on this amendment. I think it's a good idea that people understand that when they're voting for it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? No.
No.
The chair is in doubt. All those in favor of the amendment, raise their hand. Okay, I think it's rather obvious. Motion carried. We have A070976, Representative Zeller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move the 0976 amendment. And Representative Surge, you've seen this before, and I actually brought a visual aid, not a prop, a visual aid. Unfortunately, Representative Dills absconded with it. He's apparently needs to do some shopping this weekend. but I actually had in here some of the costs. And again, members, this is to take us back to what the original proposal was. Those that are going out hunting, fishing, using the outdoors, that the revenues, the sales tax that we're paying for the things that you see in here, and it's easy to add up to a couple hundred bucks in one trip to, this case, the chair's favorite retail outlet. And the folks in the original proposal said, well, we just want to take some of the money that we're paying when we go out, whether it's fishing or hunting or whatever it is, and it go back to what we're actually using these activities for, hunting, fishing, whatever it may be. And, you know, members, no offense to the author of the bill, but the percentages in there I don't think are fair to what the original proposal was. And the original proposal went for the outdoors and it went for natural resources. We're going to stock fish. We're going to help with habitat for ducks, pheasants, geese, whatever it may be. I said this in the last committee, some of the folks on the other side, the arts and humanities and whatnot, saw the work that, the good work and the good progress that this coalition made over the course of the years, when it was an eighth and then a 3/16th and so on. And in the last couple of years, have kind of glommed onto our hard work and, you know, now asked to be a part of this. And I'm just asking to take it back to the original proposal. Members, I ask for your support, and Mr. Chairman, I'd ask for a roll call.
Okay, motion has been made, roll call requested. Representative Surge.
Mr. Chair, it looks like this still uses existing sales tax, and for the same reasons I gave earlier, I'd encourage a no vote.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Coles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Zellers, for bringing forward your amendment. This is similar to the one that I brought. However, it adds
water. The original 1/8 was just for habitat. I think this is a good amendment. It's a good step. I supported this provision when water was added. I supported it, and I hope that members will vote yes on the Zellers amendment. I'll leave it at that, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, please take the roll.
Carlson?
No.
Atkins?
No.
Broad?
Yes.
Dabney?
No.
De La Forest?
Yes.
Demmer?
Yes.
Bill?
Nope.
Earhart?
Yes.
Hillstrom?
No.
Yaros?
No.
Coonan?
No.
Cole?
Aye.
Lanning?
No.
Lesch? Liebling? Marquardt?
No.
Mullery?
No.
Paulson?
Aye.
Rukavina?
No.
Simpson?
Aye.
Solberg?
No.
Powell? Tilbury?
No.
Wolfslager?
No.
Zellers?
Aye. Okay, being 14 no's and 8 yeses, motion is defeated. We now have A070993. Representative Paulson, this is that one that you weren't sure if you were laying it over temporarily or permanently.
Yeah, I decided, I think I'm just going to withdraw it.
Okay, and then we have Representative Demmer, the amendment that you indicated you wanted to lay over, and I'm not sure if it was temporarily or permanently.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I'd like to offer that amendment now. Mr. Chair, the A13 amendment I would offer.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Representative Demmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I'd ask for a roll call also, Mr. Chair.
Roll call has been requested.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members, what this does basically, Representative Zeller has attempted to remove the arts part of the amendment and make it just Game and Fish and Wildlife and the natural habitat. What this does, members, is very similar to that. It just separates them. It doesn't actually take the arts out. It just separates them. It makes it two questions. And it's a very distinct difference. We have one-fourth of sales tax going toward wildlife and waters like we had in the original amendment. And then it also leaves the arts in for 1/8%. It just gives people a clear choice that they can vote for one or both. And I think rather than having them as a package thing and it's having all or nothing and people being confused about whether they want arts, whether they don't want arts, whether they want arts only or whether they want waters only, this kind of gives the public and all of us a choice to make as to how we want this to be. Do we want to dedicate all to the waters and fishes, or do we want to do also some to the arts? So this would separate those out and give people their total choice, Mr. Chair, members. So I'd encourage you to yes vote.
Okay. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Carlson?
No.
Atkins?
No.
Broad?
Yes.
Dabney?
No.
De La Forest?
Yes.
Demmer?
Yes.
Dill?
Nope.
Earhart?
Yes.
Hillstrom?
No.
Yaros?
No.
Coonan?
No.
Coles?
Aye.
Lanning?
No.
Lesch? Liebling? Marquardt?
No.
Mullery? Paulson?
Aye.
Rukavina?
No.
Simpson?
Aye.
Solberg?
No.
Powell? Tilbury?
No.
Wolfslager?
No.
Zellers?
Aye.
Okay, being 14 no's and 8 ayes, the motion is defeated. That's the end of the amendments that are before us. Representative Solberg.
Mr. Chair, I would move that House file.
It's 2285.
Be laid on the table.
Okay, that motion is before us. That's non-debatable. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carried.
Mr. Chair, I would also move for recess.
Okay, we are in recess until I call the chair.